I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's go to the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford hotline. Please. Let's see. Do you concur, Mr. Sam Amico from AmicoHoops.net? Do you concur?
Do I concur that you call him Jedi?
Jedi. That is the Turkish way to say his name. Jedi.
Yeah, I think that would probably be right.
Okay, you know, if he signed with Golden State, he'd be the Jedi Warrior.
This is getting good. Or bad. I don't know which one.
But, Sam, we talked about this over the weekend. What does it mean now that it sounds like he signed on a 3-year deal? Is he staying? Is he going? What's the scenario?
They're certainly, you know, they're active in trade talks, and they're going to continue to be that way. That's kind of what they're, you know, you have to do. You have to improve the bench. So there's no telling. His name has come up. His name has come up in the Carmelo Anthony discussions. I think that was even when David Griffin was still here. So, I don't know. But, they're going to be anybody on the bench is not safe in terms of staying in Cleveland for next season. They are trying to, and that includes Mr. Osmond. it's a matter of, what can we get for some of these people that – and if we can get great things, then great. If not, guess what? We'll probably still go back to the finals.
All right. Does it improve the chances, not improve the chances, make no difference to get a trade involving Carmelo Anthony? Or doesn't it have anything to do with it?
I think it might improve because now you have a young player that's signed and you know what he's making. And, the Knicks, that's what they're looking for. It sounds like Steve Mills, who's their president, is going to be the main man there. And be basically the president of basketball operations / GM after David Griffin turned that job away. And Steve Mills is the man who's going to be negotiating, and he has said he wants to rebuild with youth. And, they don't particularly want Carmelo back. As much as they like him, they want to go with a young group and look at all the money they could save potentially by letting him go away. So, if you're the Cavs, it's probably a long shot that you're going to be able to trade for Carmelo simply because you just don't have the salaries to match and you don't have the young people that the Knicks are looking for. So you're probably going to have to hope that they buy him out. But it would improve your chances at a trade not only for Carmelo having Osmond, but also for other pieces and parts and other other teams that you're negotiating with. And I don't think it'd be the end of the world for them by any stretch if they end up keeping him.
All right, let me throw this at you. And the money seems like it's close. I'm not 100%. We were talking about this in the break. Wonderboy was trying to do the numbers. Shump, Fry, and Jetty for Carmelo Anthony. Does it work? Do you think that's enough for the Knicks?
The Knicks would like Fry and Osmond, because Fry's contract comes off the books at the end of the year, so that's valuable. Shumpert's, the issue there is he's got 2 years left on his deal. And, potentially they would bring him back. I mean, he could be a nice backup for Hardaway Jr. there. And then that would free up some things for them to do. They could potentially buy out if in that situation, Andy. The Cavs are really trying to move Channing Frye. And if they can, my suspicion would be anybody who got him would probably buy him out, although there are some teams that would love him. Minnesota would love to have him there with all that youth. Sacramento would kind of like to have him there with, Zach Randolph and some of those older forwards to go along with their youth. But those teams just have not given the Cavs anything back decent. So, I'm sure that the Knicks may or may not be interested in that. It's hard to tell. I think that they would want, maybe some more young players. But at the same time, I feel like that would not handcuff them, and that's something that they're said to be considering. They want deals that aren't going to handcuff them and brings back some youth.
Sam, it's a unique situation. No real GM at this point, but obviously things are getting done or at least close to getting done. You got Dan Gilbert making the ultimate decisions. How much is Tyronn Lue involved in these kind of decisions?
You know, not very much. It sounds like he's, you know, he is one of those coaches. There are some coaches who will step in and get involved and want to know what's going on with everything, but Ty's pretty content. And you know, look, they still have LeBron James and Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love, you know, and Tristan Thompson, J.R. Smith. This is a team that's been to three straight finals. Ty hasn't been real involved because of that. He is more of a coach. And you know, it's interesting. I heard Fred Hoiberg, the Bulls coach, say the other day he hated recruiting and being involved in all that stuff and likes the NBA so much more because all he has to do is coach. And most of the coaches are that way. They do give them the team and they'll coach it. And Ty has not been overly involved, although, you know, they let him know what's going on and, hey, we got this guy, we're bringing this guy in, and he's going to be thumbs up for the most part.
Sam, should we feel confident then that Kobe Altman's getting the job then? Based on the fact that we've had, and, you know, Les and I have talked about the timing of it, but within the last 24 hours, it's been Jeff Green, it's been Jose Calderon, Jeff Green, and now the reports coming out of Europe about Jetty Osman.
Well, yeah, I don't know about confident. I would say that he's certainly a strong candidate, and I think that Dan Gilbert is keeping his options open. It's just not getting out there. You know, they're kind of in lockdown mode, but they're certainly Dan Gilbert is certainly exploring some things. We all know he loves to make a splash. I can't give names because I don't know him, but he's not done, you know, looking around and checking around. But I think ultimately Kobe Altman is very secure in his position with the franchise now, and he could be the team's next general manager. I know that Dan Gilbert really likes him. The staff there that, and this is important to Dan Gilbert, is the people who work underneath him or would work underneath him as a general manager absolutely love the guy. The media loves him. I think that, you know, he's been getting a lot of positive feedback, or at least I have, from his peers, the other general managers around the league, saying this guy is doing a great job in terms of keeping things together when they could maybe fall apart a little bit there. So I think all those things come into play, and he's certainly qualified. You know, the question has been, is he a very young guy? And he doesn't have a ton of experience. Last year was his first year as the assistant GM. Before that, he was the, you know, pro player personnel and kind of head of scouting. So he's not got a ton of experience. But if you know the players and the what they're making, every team has a capologist. You can figure it out. So I think the guy's qualified, and I think that he's probably in the running for sure. If Dan Gilbert cannot make the splash that he wants to, then we saw how David Griffin kind of unceremoniously slid into that role after Chris Grant, and I think the same could happen with Kobe Altman.
Anything happening out in Las Vegas that affects the Cavaliers, maybe the way some of these guys are playing or not playing?
You know, they like Brandon Paul, who's been playing well for them, a free agent guard, and Sam Cassell Jr., who was not drafted, of course, the son of the former NBA champion with the Houston Rockets, and well-traveled point guard Sam Cassell. His son went to Iona and really was a really good player there, point guard. And he may be putting himself into a training camp battle with Kay Felder, both him and Brandon Paul. But, you know, what they want to do now with Calderon, obviously, is Kyrie Irving's primary backup, is get one of these really young point guards. And that's going to be Calderon's kind of deal to mentor this guy. And that's why they wanted an older veteran, because Kyrie's really not, I mean, he's that's just not his personality. He's not so much of a mentor. Whereas now you have Calderon in there, and if you get a Brandon Paul or Sam Cassell Jr., you bring back Kate Felder, that's what kind of they're looking for Calderon, and get one of these guys ready to play. Brandon Paul and Sam Cassell Jr. look ready to play right now. I still don't know that you would say that about Kay Felder, but I think that that's the main thing that they're looking at. They also like Sir Dominic Poynter, who has played with the Canton Charge, played overseas with the former second-round pick of theirs, nice wing defender. He has potential to get invited to training camp as well. And obviously Eddie Tavares, 7'3". They like what he brings on defense, has a long way to go offensively.
Let me just throw this at you real quick. The you know, every day there's a new rumor about LeBron going somewhere. Bill Simmons' conspiracy now is that in 12 months with the Lakers, it could be LeBron, Paul George, John Wall, and Boogie Cousins. And he keeps saying, why doesn't LeBron just come out and say, this is ridiculous, I'm so tired of hearing this, I want to finish my career in Cleveland. Just take the back half of that. That, you know, he's saying, Simmons is saying, why isn't LeBron just coming out and saying, this is ridiculous, I'm tired of hearing this, I want to finish my career in Cleveland?
Well, nobody's probably asked him, number one. You know, everybody comes up with these rumors and all this stuff around him, and nobody's probably gotten a hold of him to ask him. I think that's the first thing. And number two is, frankly, I think he wants to keep Dan Gilbert on his toes. You know, I think he wants to keep the Cavs building a roster and continuously, you know, getting these pieces and parts moving and keeping, you know, building the bench back up. And I think that's a huge reason.
That's why
I would do it. Yeah. Why would I say, hey, I'm coming back for sure next summer? You don't know. Look, if the Cavs go out and get Carmelo Anthony, you think LeBron's going to leave? You think LeBron's going to be like, hey, you got my best friend. Great. See you guys later. Thanks. I think the philosophy on that is just awful. I think there's nothing to back that up other than somebody from the media said, hey, LeBron has a house in L.A. He must want to play for the Lakers. And then it took off. To me, it's insane. It's just absolutely insane. Now, people do insane things and crazy things, like when I said it was a bad move when he went to Miami. But I think there's probably about a 2% chance LeBron James goes to Los Angeles. Takes less money to go to Los Angeles, a lot less money if you're going to bring in Paul George and those other guys, a lot less than he can get in Cleveland. His kids don't play in LeBron James' gym at Akron St. Vincent St. Mary if he does that. And he takes a lot less money. And guess what? He puts his consecutive going to the final streak in great jeopardy, because now you go out there and you play against Golden State. I don't care if you have Paul George and John Wall and those guys. You still may lose to the Warriors, and you won't get back to the finals. To me, it's just, so he's going to go out there and risk all that stuff for a lot less money so he can play in L.A. because that's where the media would prefer him to be? To me, it's just insane. And I just think people don't think things through. Bill Simmons, most of all.
Sam Amico, thank you very much.
Tell us how you really feel.
More insight like that at AmicoHoops.net. Thank you very much, Sammy. That was awesome.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.